Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Oh, I love the sound of that man's voice. Dave Solomon, thank you so much. Yes, today we are celebrating all things hybrid. This is hopefully the show for you if you've tuned in, and we thank you so much if you have. I really appreciate every single ounce of support. This is the kind of show, since it is 3 hours, so there's a little time to spend. If you're coming into the show and you're feeling iffy or really not well, maybe by the time the show ends, things are going to be pretty dead gum cool. Hopefully, this will be the case for you, especially today. Got lots of music for you. And then come the third and final hour of the show, Kim Collins will be here from the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival, one of the most glorious events that we have in the state of Maryland. Only 800 tickets are sold. They go on sale June the 1st. They are gobbled up quickly because of the setting. The artists, for sure, and wait till I tell you. But the setting is so beautiful in historic St. Mary's County on the Potomac River. It's just gorgeous, and usually it's a beautiful day. And this year, ladies and gentlemen, East Bay Soul will be the headlining act. So you can best believe True Funk Soldiers will have some EBS music today. In the meantime, let's start things off with, and I got to work two hands here because that's the way it is. I tried Skyping yesterday, and for some reason, Windows 8 and Skype are not necessarily compatible. So we got to move on along with two fingers here. Not what I wanted to do, but that's okay, because we're going to start the hour off with Les McCann, LTD, and McKenna on Hybrid Jazz. Welcome. Thank you. This is Hybrid Jazz. One of those tunes, if you have been following the continuing saga of the computer challenges for the past few months with moi, you know that there were many, many songs that were on the other computer that I didn't have access to. And when I got the old computer back with all of the songs, that was one of the first ones I dove into. Joey Somerville from the Get Down Club. and Xavier Lewis, also based in Atlanta. Love in Stereo. Oh, I love that song so much. Joey doing so much soulful work in partnership with Xavier there. And, you know, you try to find out some information. It got to the point where I'm following Xavier Lewis on Twitter now just so I can keep up with him. I tried to get to his website. That ain't working. His Facebook page has got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but things seem to be popping on Twitter. From what I can glean, he just played a show with Patti LaBelle, so things are going okay for that young man. As a matter of fact, if you go to his Twitter page, you will see that he has a little slogan, which is called The Antidote to R&B. That's pretty cool. Joey's doing well. He's playing the British Virgin Islands soon. Mm-hmm. Nice work if you can get it. Then he's got a big show with Jeff Lorber, Phil Perry, and Marion Meadows in Georgia. So, man, things really started to happen, it seems, as he jumped off from the Berks Jazz Festival. Isn't that cool? So happy to hear that. Gerald Clayton we heard from. That was the second song in the set. Shadamantham. Yes, sir. From Life Forum, something brand new as of last month. Gerald, one of the guests on the show not that long ago. Oh, my God. You just cannot believe that this youngin is 28 years old. He's one of those old souls. He's so bloody beautiful, first of all. He does something with his hair. You have to see one of his pictures. He's got locks, but he's not content to do the usual thing with locks. He's got them all wiry and wrapped. He is so handsome. And he is so full with his roster at his website, GeraldClayton.com. It's crazy. He's going to be with his dad, the great John Clayton, in Germany. Then he's off to Jazz Alley in Seattle. Then the North Sea Festival coming up. He's one of these cats on piano. And you're going to hear a lot of piano today, by the way. It just worked out that way. But Gerald is one of these young, how can I say this? I don't want to throw the word around too much, genius, but he's just so intuitive. And he was at such a young age that now, being 28, he's got more experience underneath him than a lot of guys and gals when they're much older. So you can tell by the playing that there's something there. We discussed that title, Shadamantham, and just sounds real tribal, like a coming-of-age thing that men do. He liked that. The top, Les McCann, just doing a little research into Les McCann, and I want you to hear me out about this. That was from 1964, Les McCann, LTD, and McKenna. I really can't say enough about Les McCann. He's still with us, by the way, 77 years old. And I don't know what kind of health he's in. Sure would be nice to talk to him. Can you imagine getting an earful of what that experience has been through the years? A Navy guy, very talented, won a talent contest, led to an Ed Sullivan appearance. In the 60s, he got signed to Pacific Jazz Records. In 1969, he did Swiss Movement with his good friend Eddie Harris at the Montreux Jazz Festival. Gene McDaniels, the great Gene McDaniels, who died about a year or so ago, he wrote the song Compared to What? That song and that LP just took off like nobody's business. Les McCann got a real inspired groove from everybody being receptive to that kind of feel, different kind of jazz. So he was one of the forerunners, the innovators of soul jazz in the 70s. Funk, jazz, and world effects all in one cohesive unit. He is undersung, in my opinion. And then, in doing a little bit of research about Herbie Hancock, actually, I think Les McCann was doing the whole soul jazz and the funk thing before Herbie, and that paved the way for Stevie Wonder. Now, I could be wrong about that, but it just seems like time considerations. Les was doing his thing in 71, 72. Herbie came out with the Headhunters, and you're going to hear a track from that album a little bit later on. But then Herbie delved into it, and then Stevie picked up on it. So just want to say props to Les McCann. And props to Shirley Scott. Got to do some Hammond B3 for my friend Beach, who just got work in Southern California. Yay! Oh, man, everybody's been going through some stuff, but things are turning around, it seems. Shirley Scott, yeah, there's a lot to say about her, too. The Shirley Scott Trio did some damage back in the day. And we're going to hear a track right now. And don't forget, Kim from the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival is coming up at the top of the third and final hour of the show. It's going to be a party. Stand by. You'll know what I'm talking about. Make Someone Happy, done by, honest to goodness, she was called the Queen of the Organ, and you'll see why on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. Forces together right there. Now, I've played that song a few times. Something about that song. When I first heard it in 2008, I went, oh, I'll never be able to shake this. And it hasn't happened yet, Haas. David P. Stevens with Carol Riddick from The Shed, 2008. Now, I know that David P. has Epiphany out. That's his new one, and he is getting a buzz about that new CD. But I just love The Shed. There's something about each and every one of those songs, and it may have something to do with the fact that at a certain juncture in an artist's career, you just feel so hungry that it doesn't matter except to get your voice out and how authentic you are. He was just feeling that groove on his guitar. Oh, Lord, he's so good. Young man can play that guitar. He's been on the show, too. Carol Riddick, another one of these Philly girls who can sing her fine rump off. Can I just put it to you that way? Woo! When she does the Gerald Veasley Sounds of Philadelphia tour, oh, God, it's just a religious experience. Love is still in style right there. Carol has an album of her own. It's called Moments Like This. She is just full of soul and blues, and she's got this jazz vibe about her. She's just very unique. David P. Stevens is doing so well. He is going to be playing in New York. He just sat in with Frank McComb in the past week, and now he's got a gig of his own at the Bitter End on June 19th, which is real good news. And he's going to be playing at the Cap Jazz Cruise later on this year. So way to go, David. That's a Philly guy for you. Just doing so well. Larry Carlton, Smiles and Smiles to Go from Alone But Never Alone in 1986. I have been thinking about Larry and thinking about living in Nashville, which happened twice, and all of the old haunts. There's a wonderful Shoney's on Music Row. There are a bunch of recording studios around the row. There are places to go to on Murfreesboro Road and on Donaldson Pike, and the airport's always happening, and the places to eat are very cool. Slim Man knows what I'm talking about because he's living there now, but man, I've been missing Nashville a whole bunch, probably because of Slim and his recent visit. But man, Larry Carlton doesn't get enough time to spend on his home turf in Franklin, just outside of Nashville. Beautiful section of Tennessee. He is out on the road with his trio, his quartet, and doing solo gigs. He's just taking his time doing what he wants to do, which is awesome. LarryCarlton.com has more information. Make Someone Happy. Apparently that happened because Matt Williams bought the CD. He loved Shirley Scott's rendition of it so much that he just heard mere moments ago. Yay, Matt. It's really dangerous when you have the tools that you need on your person to be able to purchase immediately. And Matt, being the consummate, fabulous geek that he is, has those tools on him. He purchased it immediately. Make Someone Happy from the Great Scott album from 1964. It gets a little confusing because there's more than one Great Scott. This is the one on Impulse. This is actually was recorded May 14th and May 20th of 1964. Another Philadelphia great, Shirley Scott, who was, among other things, one of the most amazing on keyboard and organ, and then became a jazz educator, very respected in Philly circles and certainly beyond. Of course, known for her work with her ex-husband, Stanley Turrentine, and Eddie Lockjaw Davis. She was born in March of 1934 and passed away too soon, 2002. I won't go into the story again about the reason of her passing, but you do a little research and be grateful that she was here while she was here, but it'll make you a little sad. That song, by the way, was first heard, Make Someone Happy, from a beautiful play in 1960 on Broadway. Phil Silvers was in it. It was called Do Re Mi, about a ne'er-do-well who was trying to make a respectable name for himself. Pretty cool stuff. Bringing back some memories there, too. Woo! Let us remind you, and I have a surprise, especially for my friends in the chat room and who else is listening today. We might have a surprise in the way of that third-hour guest. Kim Collins will be with us from the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival, and she's going to be talking about the background of the festival, which is just fascinating. But we know that the reasoning for having Kim to make sure she tells us about the festival is because we are so enamored of the headliners, East Bay Soul. Kim and I saw EBS at Ram's Head back in December, and Kim fell stock, barrel, what, lock, stock, and barrel, in love with the entire group. So she booked them within a short period of time after that. They are going to close out the seafood festival this year in July, and it's going to be crazy. So bear that in mind, that there might be a little surprise in that third hour. One of these young wizards again on that piano is a young lady who has done more in her youth than most people do twice her age. You might know that she has kept company with Stanley Clark. She and Stanley do a bass and a piano event when they have time to do it. Both of them are very busy these days. This is Hiromi, from her new, as of October 2012, CD called Move. Very clever. Sweet escapism, fantasy on Hybrid Jazz. Get ready for these electric fingers. Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woo! Enjoy.
I love you much more than you know.
so nice to hear her voice, especially if you haven't heard it for a while. You may recall the name Lisa Stansfield. All Around the World, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's All Woman from 1991, and I got a little excited. You know, going into this, when you're programming a show like this, because it's 3 hours and there's a lot of music to program, you don't necessarily know all that's happening with an artist until you look things up. So I'm so tickled about this because I know that Lisa had a situation happening for quite a while. She was living in Ireland in this ancient place with her husband. Well, she and the husband split. She left Ireland after quite a while, and she moved back to England. And this All Woman was from her second studio album. In her career, she's made a lot of money because there's been over 20 million records sold. Now I see that she is going to be launching a new album, the first in 9 years. It will be called Seven, and it's just about to pop. Keep your fingers crossed. She's a seasoned veteran in her 40s now, so she's coming back with a vengeance. She knows her way around the studio. More importantly, what's going to be intriguing about the content of the CD, she had been, it seems, gravitating more and more to jazz because that is so in her delivery. She certainly got that soulful voice, that bluesy sound, but she has done a number of jazz projects, just casually, getting her feet wet maybe. So we'll see. I'll keep you posted about that. Mary Lou Williams, can we just say, if I was feeling better, if my back wasn't hurting so much, I would kneel in appreciation of Mary Lou Williams. That particular track, As Your Tay, was done in 1953. Mary Lou Williams, birthday 5/8/1910. Yesterday was the memory of her birthday. Died also in the month of May on the 28th, 1981. A pianist, a composer, arranger, a mentor, a radio host at WNEW. She is such a worthy legend to consider. She played with Duke Ellington when it was early on in his career, certainly hers. She was born in Georgia, but family moved to Pittsburgh, just the pride of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. At a little age, she learned to play the piano, 5, 6 years old. She was actually supporting her half-brothers and sisters, 10 of them, hello? And she got to this leadership place in her head really early on. So she made sure that she honed her craft really well. Duke Ellington loved her. A lot of people did. She mentored Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk, to name a few, and she just found her niche really early on, to the point where she did so much work, and she was hungry for not what the world offered her, that she had her own little epiphany. Thank you very much, David P. Stevens. And she converted to Roman Catholicism. She got involved in the Bel Canto Foundation, which is essentially guiding musicians back from addictions so that they can make their place again in the music world. She really got involved with the spiritual side of things and turned out some music to honor that part of her. Just amazing. And then the Mary Lou Williams big Women in Jazz Festival happening, what, next month? Is it happening? No, this month. What am I talking about? We'll talk a little bit about that if we have the time to do so, or maybe now. Gosh darn it. Wait a minute. Where's my page? I got to say this while I'm thinking about it. Otherwise, things get in the way. You know what I mean? Let me see. That's going to be wonderful, and we touched on that the other day. As Your Tay was from the London Sessions, two different rhythm sections, two different times to record. The 18th annual Mary Lou Williams Women in Jazz Festival is coming up. You should know this, at the Kennedy Center, starring Regina Carter, Helen Sung, Gretchen Parlato with Tillery, Tineke Postma, and also Cindy Blackman Santana, among others. And that's going to be in a matter of days. So if you have a chance, if you're listening within the area, if you can do it, oh, do it. It's just going to be so worthwhile. Hiromi, another pianist, hiromimusic.com, very cool site, someone who is described as an incendiary pianist and composer. That means essentially that she's on fire. New Move, the CD, as of October 2012, and Hiromi is doing this European tour that is crazy, culminating with the Newport Jazz Festival in August. She has with her Anthony Jackson and Simon Phillips, two of the best musicians on the planet in bass and drums, respectively. Do a little research on either. You're going to be blown away. They, in turn, are blown away by this young lady. She's just unbelievable. And so is East Bay Soul, as you know. They're going to be headlining the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival. Kim will be with us very soon, actually less than an hour from now. And I thought we would dive into a little bit of the history of Greg Adams at the helm of East Bay Soul. But as you know, part and parcel of the sound of Tower and Power for so many years. And then he decided to go out on his own. And when he did, what? It was just one of those eye-openers. So we're staying in the 90s. We heard Lisa Stansfield from 1991. Now we're going to fast forward a little bit to 1995. From Hidden Agenda, this is Burma Road. If you have never heard this song, it might be become one of your favorites, honestly, on Hybrid Jazz.
I'm going to go to the next one. And the general side.
And that is the end of the song. Isn't that? Oh, I mean, I don't even have words for it. I just get so blown away when I hear some tracks from this CD. Brand new. Matter of fact, even though we've had Sandy Asarvatham talk about this weeks, actually a few months ago now, and it was a big deal because there was a pre-sale. The actual project dropped on Tuesday. I'm talking about Mobtown Moon. A local, actually, let's just call it a regional, Baltimore, D.C. talent, some of the best talent that we have to offer in this Mid-Atlantic region, got together. Sandy Asarvatham on piano got together with her friend and frequent collaborator Ellen Cherry, who you heard on vocals and also cello on that song. They wanted to do something that was a tribute to say thank you, to express their gratitude for Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. So it's been, listen, it's a trip for me to think about this, okay? It's been 40 years since that album. And a lot of water under that bridge. But these two women got together with other women and men to create or recreate some of that magic. And honest to gosh, we have heard it in the chat room, heard it around town, certainly in Baltimore, where Sandy is based. Ellen is more or less in D.C., but goes back and forth. When you hear some of these songs, it's as if you're hearing them for the first time, like that one right there, Us and Them, especially when you have Ben Frock on bassoon. Who plays bassoon these days? Will you tell me? I don't know of anybody who does. Brian Young, also on cello, as is Ellen, and Jen Smith as well. Jeff Reed on bass, Frank Russo, one of the best drummers in the world, and Sandy Asarvatham, who is so intelligent, oh my God, an intellectual to be sure, a frequent contributor to the city paper we have here in town, and just light years ahead of music evolution. But if you want to get something that is so mind-blowing, and if you remember the first time around, there is utter reverence for Pink Floyd on this. Mobtownmoon.com has more information. And you can befriend Ellen and Sandy if you wish. I'll give you information. Just write to me. I'll hook you up. Amazing stuff. Love, love, love that track, and mostly every single track there is. You just have to wrap your head around memories and then figuring out new ones when you hear the refreshed tracks. We heard Herbie Hancock, oh yes we did, Vein Melter from Herbie Hancock Headhunters. This was actually dropped 3 days before my 21st birthday in 1973, October 13th. Yeah, we were doing a little partying at Temple University in Philly. You can best believe it. Herbie had some of the choicest musicians in the world with him. Harvey Mason, Be Still My Heart on drums. Paul Jackson, Benny Maupin, Bill Summers. And Herbie, the whole philosophy of this project, Herbie's a different breed of cat, thank God. He was thinking that maybe he got a little too ethereal with previous efforts. Maybe he got too heavy. He wanted to make things light. He invested in that clavinet, got that synthesizer, got a little piano action going, got the guys to think on the same page, and Vein Melter was one of the results. And, yes, indeed, we heard, I got my songs a little bit, and I wasn't sure what time our guest would arrive earlier today, so I have the tunes rearranged. We heard Greg Adams and Burma Road from Hidden Agenda in 1995. Now, Greg, I will tell you, has not felt great in the past couple of weeks. He had a bout with a bronchial situation, so I know that his wonderful wife was concerned. Hopefully we'll hear from him. If we don't, I perfectly understand. There is another member of East Bay Soul that may be giving us a call sometime during the 3 o'clock hour while he's on the road. We'll see about that, okay? And I wanted to keep things kind of low-key before I sort of pump it up for the last hour of the show, because you know we're going to hear some East Bay Soul music, right? So I've saving some good tracks. Oh, my, this is so much fun. Let us do something that is a little bit different. We heard an eclectic, a hybrid mix, if you will, from the Mobtown Moon collection. This is something that if you want to categorize it, feel free to do that. This is certainly what one would consider to be straight-ahead jazz, although a global vision of that, if you will. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's Terrence Blanchard, all right? So I'll defer to the trumpet man that we have in the chat room as to whether he likes it or not. I'm pretty sure of the answer. This is from Wandering Moon from 2000, Luna Viajera on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Why am I thinking of Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball when I say that? Or Gomez with Morticia. Tish, that's French. Enjoy. Play that thing part one and play that thing part two. That's my favorite part at the end where Greg is shaking that thing like, come on, come on, come on, come on. I love it. Oh, Greg Adams and East Bay Soul 2.0, The Getaway. And, you know, usually here on Hybrid Jazz, we play a three-song set. And since there were time constraints to a certain degree, that third song is usually a vocal because, you know, it's always nice to present the instrumental stuff. A lot of people play vocals, love the vocals, but they're a sort of accessory to the instrumentation. So I was going to play Diane Reeves, but Diane, as much as I love you, we had to play East Bay Soul this time, okay? I know you understand. Because if Kim shows up a minute or so early, we can just zip on over to Kim Collins, all right? So that's all there is about that. Oh, no, that's not true. East Bay Soul is going to be headlining the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival Now, this is the honest to goodness truth. I have never been to the festival. I have heard about it for a while now, and there have been some awesome people who have played there. This year, though, you can't even think about missing it. If you're anywhere in the area, or you can make it a point to be, because this is like one of the tips of Maryland. This is pretty historic country, St. Mary's County. And Kim is going to explain to you what she does and her part with the festival. It's just so unique because it's usually held like, what, second Saturday in July. 800 tickets. That's it. And then they're gone. And you can't get any at the gate. So you better know that ahead of time. So this is why we're doing it now in May. The tickets are going to go on sale June the 1st. I better shut up because that's what basically she's going to say. But she's also going to talk about the wonders of that particular region because there really are some beautiful things to see in what is essentially Maryland. So she'll tell you about that. But the getaway seemed to be a good idea to play right now because it would be a lovely getaway if you're not in the area. So it's early enough to make plans so that you can maybe, if you get there a little bit early that day, it's going to be, let me get the specific date, July 13th. If you get to the grounds a little early, you can actually get a boat ride, and you will see some scenery that you maybe have never seen in your life. It's just a really serene place from what I understand, and I'm just tickled because there are three acts that will play that day. And the opening act, and we'll get more information, I won't tell you, but it's a seven-piece act from Columbus, Ohio, and they sound awesome. And then there's Jesse J, who a lot of people know in contemporary jazz, and then there's East Bay Soul. So it's going to be mind-boggling. Just want to let you know that. So you know, we also heard David Sanborn and Joey DeFrancesco and Steve Gadd from Only Everything. Actually, that's the title track with an embellishment for Genevieve, David Sanborn's granddaughter. Wasn't that beautiful? This is the second tribute album back in 2010 to one of his primary influences. Not only did David, when he was a little guy, who was not doing well because of his physical circumstances, he went with his dad to see Ray Charles, and then he saw Hank Crawford and David Fathead Newman, and his fate was sealed. He thought of nothing else, and the doctors recommended that he would play a saxophone, and he did. And through the years, he's played with, among other people, Albert King and Paul Butterfield. So you know that he brings credibility to the jazz world because he's got that deep sense of blues inside of him, too. Whew. And Terrence Blanchard, we heard. Yes, we did. Luna Viajera from Wandering Moon from 2000. And just a little aside about Terrence Blanchard before we get to Kim. Yay, she's on the phone. Terrence recently went to my hometown of Philly, and he did something really special. He got together with folks who organized the event, the Mann Center in Philly, and he spoke to kids. He did actually a master class. And he said, I'm just like you. Somebody came to my class to speak about instrumentation. You gravitated to a certain instrument. He said, in my class years and years ago, somebody introduced the trumpet to me, and that's why I'm here today, which is pretty chilling, isn't it? Isn't that great? And so is this lady. She is my new soul sister. Oh, my God. Kim Cullins has this magnificent job. She works in St. Mary's County, and actually at the Museum Division of the Department of Recreation and Parks. She is our own little Amy Poehler. Can I just say, ladies and gentlemen, the gal who's going to tell you all about the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival, the one and only Kim Cullins. Yay!
Hey! good afternoon and hello from beautiful St. Mary's County in downtown Colton's Point, where we're sitting right on the Potomac River and I'm looking out on a gorgeous day. Wish you were here.
Oh my God, I do too. I am so hungry to know more about the whole scenario, Kim, honest to gosh, because this seems like one of the more beautiful places to be for a jazz and seafood festival.
Seafood. Is there any better combo? Can you think of anything better than eating a crab cake on the lawn, overlooking the Potomac River, and listening to some of the best jazz artists in the country?
Oh, my God, no.
It's
no.
amazing. And I think our little secret, which I didn't intend it to be a secret, but, you know, when you're a small venue and all, the word is getting out. So the secret is out, and we've been selling out for many years, I think since 2005. Now, keep in mind, this is a fundraiser for our museums. It is presented by the Friends of St. Clements Island and Piney Point Museums, which is a nonprofit organization that raises funds for our museum programs, historic preservation projects, matching grants to do some wonderful works to restore and save our historic sites and to offer, you know, wonderful amenities to the guests at both of our museums here in St. Mary's County. So being a fundraiser, I hope people will know that this is a great cause, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's a wonderful experience for whoever has not been here before. It is. It does take place on the lawn of the museum here in St. Mary's County.
Mm.
This lovely little museum was created to tell the story of St. Clements Island, which is basically the birthplace of the state of Maryland.
Oh,
it's
my
where
gosh.
The first colonial arrivals came and claimed this country for savior and sovereign, and right on St. Clements Island is where our colonial Maryland history begins, back in 1634.
So
we have a lovely story to tell. So we're luring you here with this amazing jazz experience, but we hope you will get way more out of it and feel part of our history and heritage here in beautiful St. Mary's County. So.
And look, Kim, you know what I want to ask you, because everybody in the chat room is salivating, you know, just contemplating the food. Do you have the same vendors that come back year after year? Are there, like, favorite vendors?
I have two anchor vendors that I do have year after year. And because they are premier businesses in our county and provide such wonderful food and a variety, we have Lenny's Restaurant, located in California, Maryland, and he provides mostly the fried specialties. And who doesn't love the crab cakes, the fried oysters, fried catfish, French fries, and all those wonderful, naughty things that we are totally allowed to have once in a while.
Yes.
And then we have our other anchor vendor, who is Bear Creek Barbecue out of Callaway, Maryland, who are here for all the grilled specialties, like the grilled scallops and rockfish and catfish. And, of course, we do have – they have an array of ribs and some beef and pork barbecues. They have collards and sweet potatoes and all those wonderful amenities that go with their specialties. And new this year – I have a company called Guazzo's Catering that is going to offer a whole different twist, which is great for the entire audience, but especially for those who come year after year. We're having low country cuisine with shrimp and grits and catfish po' boys and dirty rice and some amazing, you know, specialties that I think, you know, there'll be something for everybody. If you don't like seafood, there'll certainly be options for you, but seriously, we know there's seafood lovers out there that are just waiting to enjoy the seafood, because that's the other star of our show, jazz and seafood.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, in doing a little research about the festival, did I see that you are also offering desserts in this mix? I may be wrong about that.
Well, the vendors will probably offer, I think we have one that has some funnel cakes and some that will have some fruit salads and stuff, but we have our Brewster's ice cream folks that will be
here. Get out of here.
And they are here year after year, and it's truly the best ice cream on the planet. And our Brewster's Ice Cream store in Hollywood, Maryland, ranks number one in the nation.
Oh, my.
In the nation. So, yes, they're going to be here, and those lovers of butter pecan, it's going to curl your toes. So they'll have plenty of it. It always sells out, so they're bringing extra. I just talked to them yesterday, and they're bringing extra.
Oh,
so,
my
you know,
God.
It's going to be fabulous. And then
wow.
we have our wonderful 7th District Optimist Club that will be handling all of the adult beverages, which will have everything, you know, from cocktails to we also have a wonderful sponsor who provides Coors Light, Coronas, and all the wonderful beers and that type of thing. So there will be something for everybody to eat and to drink. So
that
we don't allow coolers because we want you to come here and pick from the wonderful options that we have here to eat and drink. And I know you won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed in the food or the lineup we have this year.
And that is absolutely fair, because with an endeavor like this, because basically I think of this festival as the ultimate mom and pop festival. So this is a way to support your local vendors and make sure
absolutely.
That you do the right thing by them that day. So forget about it. You know, don't be moaning about leaving your coolers at home.
Correct.
Just leave
Thank
them.
You very much, because we do have the cooler Nazis at the gate, and you're not going to be bringing it in. So, you know, just bring yourself, bring your favorite lawn chair, bring your appetite, you know, wear a hat,
yep,
some sunscreen.
Yep.
Because you're going to be here for the day. And we're also throwing in, for those folks who would like to come before the music starts at 3, a free boat ride.
That's
If you'd
cool.
like to come and take a boat ride from our pier. The museum rests right on the Potomac River, and there's a beautiful pier right out in front of our museum where you can catch a boat that we've chartered for you. The museum offers water taxi service throughout the summer, but we've chartered a larger boat to handle a larger crowd, and they're going to take people on relaxing cruises around the island. We'll have somebody on the boat to tell you about St. Clement's Island and the history, and you'll be able to see the beauty of the river and of the island. And we would hope that you would come back and take our water taxi, or maybe have a family reunion that where you could bring all your family back and do an event on the island, have a wedding, which I'm an officiant, by the way, so I'd be glad to hook
really?
You up. Yes. And, you know, it's going to be a lovely experience. So we keep it simple here. We don't have frivolous vendors selling trinkets and things. We are about the food and the music.
That's right.
The only people selling things are the food vendors and our artists. And we truly want you to support our local businesses and certainly our musicians who are here, who have wonderful CDs for you to purchase and to be able to take home parts of them and an experience that you can remember and enjoy after you leave. So, again, it's just about the food and the music and the love, because everybody who comes is loved and appreciated, and we're happy you're here. We only have 800 tickets available. It sells out very quickly. And we want you to be part of our jazz family. So tickets go on sale June 1st.
Yes, that's really, you know what, this year is zipping by in a lot of different ways.
Yes,
so
it is.
So what is the most opportune way that folks can get a hold of those tickets? The regulars, no, but those who are new to getting tickets, how do they go about getting them?
The regulars those that are regulars definitely know that it's June 1st, and they typically go to our website to purchase tickets online, although we do hold some tickets available for a phone purchase because, you know, we like to talk to a human being once in a while.
Yeah.
We like to satisfy those people that want to do the online purchase, click, 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 and you've got your reservation in. And for those who just want to pick up the phone, who don't want to put their credit card on the web or in cyber world, you can do that over the phone with us, and we can guarantee the security of your number and your ticket. Again, we have 800 tickets available, and people can go to our St. Mary's County Museum Division website, which is www.stmarysmd.com /recreate/museums with an S. And that takes you to our homepage. And on the left, we have several different, you know, many different links, but just look for Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival, and we will have all the, that's our splash page with all the information you'll need to know, with places that you can stay overnight if you want to enjoy the weekend. We have one of our sponsors is offering a party bus. So if you just want to come down and have somebody drive you to our festival and drive you back to your hotel, that's an option. It's very affordable. It's brand new this year, and I'm sure that's going to sell out quickly. That's Comfort Inn and Suites, located in Lexington Park, Maryland. We also have Sleep Inn and Suites in California, Maryland as a sponsor, and Country Inn and Suites in California, that is another option. And we truly appreciate anybody that supports our sponsors, because they're, you know, obviously helping us in many ways to accommodate our artists and to accommodate our jazz attendees. So,
and you know,
wonderful opportunities to stay overnight.
Oh, yes, and I would encourage that, because, look, there's three meat and potatoes acts that you have at the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival, and the first act starts at 3 o'clock. So you want to have a little time for each of these acts. So by the time that the amazing incandescent East Bay Soul arrives on stage, you will be full of seafood, full of your beverages,
and ready to boogie.
You will be ready to boogie, and after the concert is over, you're going, wow, why didn't I find a place to stay? Because I don't want to drive back home tonight.
Right. And to tell you the truth, the folks who've not been here, when they drive here, this museum is located down a little peninsula in the middle of the rural country area of our county. And there's not even shoulders along this road. And you're going to be going and going. And you think, oh, where the heck am I going? And we know people want to leave at dark because they're like, how am I going to find my way out of here? And the museum literally is located in a residential neighborhood. So we limit our tickets to 800 tickets, because we only have so much parking, and we have a wonderful neighbor who allows us to use a field close by. And, you know, we don't want to make this a difficult thing, but again, you can come and spend the night and not have to worry about how am I going to get out of here, how am I going to drive home, and we've got some wonderful properties in St. Mary's County and opportunities for a Sunday morning brunch, you know,
yeah,
in the county, or maybe I'd like to go antiquing, or maybe I'd like to see some of the other historic sites and places in St. Mary's before I make my way back home. So it really is worthy of a weekend experience.
You have the most awesome job, Kim, don't you?
I love my job.
I am.
And, you know, I started this festival back in 1999 when I was literally a fundraiser at that point for our Friends organization. It was before I was hired by our county government and our Recreation and Parks Department. And I was a fundraiser, and I was thinking, how can I raise some funds for this wonderful museum? And I saw some of our competition in a neighboring county who was doing some musical events. And because I love jazz, I thought, there's got to be a way we can do jazz. It's a niche not happening in Southern Maryland. We do not have a true jazz culture here. But I was, and I didn't get, I got some opposition with that idea because we don't have the jazz culture. But I thought, well, I know there is a jazz culture, so why not use this as a marketing tool to just get people here? We've got a beautiful venue. There's amazing jazz artists in this world that need a platform to play. And started out very humbly in 1999 with the amazing Charlie Bird on our lawn 6 months before he passed away.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
It was phenomenal.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Wow.
It was awesome. And so we have just tried every year to grow it and to, you know, as you start to make more money and you can afford a little higher ticket price. And this has been going on, like I said, since 99. It's been, 14 years now that we've been doing this, and to the point where we can get, like, three national recording artists. But it's taken its time, and we've had some amazing artists here that have helped us get up to this point, and I want to thank every single one of them, you know, for helping us along the way.
And look, you know, this bears some mentioning, too. You mentioned ticket price. I really don't want to hear any more about folks bemoaning any ticket prices of any kind, because people have money for everything else, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's like anything in life. We all do what we want to do.
Right.
And if you want to come, you know, you can save your money and purchase early and still have another month and a half to save up enough money to buy all the crab cakes and ribs you want to buy when you come out here.
Yep.
It's only $60. And if you think about it, it's $20 per artist. And where can you see national recording artists in such an intimate atmosphere sitting on the lawn by the water? It's worth every penny. It truly
is.
And because we're selling out so quick, if you're going to hesitate about it, well, I got 20 more people in line waiting to buy your ticket.
Exactly. And you know what? Some of these folks who come to this festival wait all year for this because this is their getaway.
They literally plan their summer. And it's exactly why we always schedule the event, our festival, for the second Saturday of July, always. It's
perfect.
Written in stone.
Yep.
It's always written in stone. And tickets always go on sale June 1st. It's just so people can plan and know and count on that. So, again,
and
they can save up and come.
Can't stress enough, and we talk about this all the time, not necessarily on the show, but in conversation about the world and how much you have to stay on your toes in order to keep your sanity. There are so many people who don't have the opportunity to see trees or water or feel peace of any kind from nature. Can you imagine being in this atmosphere, and if you choose to spend the night or the weekend, you know, make it a day early, get away on a Thursday
can
spend Friday there.
Absolutely. And if you come Friday in St. Mary's County, St. Mary's College of Maryland has a free river concert series, and they can bring their blanket and chair and go to that. Experience for an evening. So there is plenty to do. There's many crab houses here. There's many wonderful restaurants here. There's so much more history here. There's recreational things to do here. It's just limitless for people that really do want to get out of the city and not go that far away. You really don't have to go that far away if you're in Baltimore or D.C. or Annapolis or Richmond. We're only an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and it's so worth the drive just to get out of the rat race of your normal existence and come down to a quieter, simpler, more serene place and just commune with the most groovy people you'll ever want to meet. I'm telling you, this crowd that comes are truly the most wonderful people on the planet. Wonderful.
That is so awesome. You can say that after all these years.
Appreciative.
Wow.
Yes, they are the most loving, wonderful, appreciative audience ever. And, you know, the promoters of these artists are always blown away because when they leave, they've literally sold every CD that their artist has brought.
Woo!
That's an audience that appreciates the music and the importance of the music, keeping it alive and keeping these wonderful musicians afloat. And, you know, they want to keep that experience with them so they can pull out that CD and remember what a wonderful time they had at the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival. So kudos to my audience.
Gosh, especially, well, first of all, you can see the love on your Facebook page, that's for sure, because there are a lot of people who pay attention, and they write about how grateful they are and how much they love this festival and look forward to it. But especially this year, Kim, because we didn't necessarily know that we were in the audience at the same time, but we were at that East Bay Soul event at Ramset in December.
Oh, my
God.
You know,
right.
I get a lot of people who say, I want you to look at my band, I want you to listen to my jazz artist, and I unfortunately had never heard Greg Adams and East Bay Soul live before, And I got the invitation to go to Ram's Head and to listen and experience firsthand. And 2.5 hours later, I'm like, oh, you're done already? What?
Right, right.
And I think that I didn't stop tapping a foot or grooving in my seat literally for the entire time that they played and sang and were funk soldiers on the stage.
Oh,
I was so blown away. I looked at my boyfriend, Mark, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got to have these people. Because I look at every time I book an artist, it's like a gift I give my audience. So like any gift, you want to give somebody the very best that you can give them. And I have found such joy in I cannot wait for this audience to see Greg Adams and East Bay Saul on July 13th. They're going to be blown away.
As if on cue, we have one of the fabulous folks from East Bay Soul on the line.
Oh no!
Who is it? I don't know. I'm going to assume that it's the person that you have just mentioned, but we'll see, because there is another person who said that he would call on the road. So yes. So 818 area code, enter and sign in, please. Hello?
Hello, ladies. It's Greg.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm speaking to you today from Tarzana, California, and I'm benched with bronchitis this week.
Yes.
Oh, Greg, I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
poor baby.
You know, it just caught me by surprise last Friday. I got out of bed and just felt like, you know what, and went to the doctor and got 2 inhalers, a big shot in the butt, and antibiotics, and so now I think I've kind of turned the corner. But one of the things
awesome.
I love, I've never had a problem with talking, but I'm very limited on my time to be able to talk because it's just
that's
quite all right. Thank you for joining us today.
No,
it's good to see you. I'm sending you a squeeze right through the line.
Me too. Ooh!
But it's a Greg sandwich.
I just want to say that we're so looking forward to this festival with Kim, and we had dinner with Kim about 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago.
I heard.
Yes.
Santa Monica, and it was great to see her again, and we're all real excited. This sounds like just a wonderful venue, and everything we've heard about it has just been so cool. So,
oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, we're looking
It's all about the love, Greg. I'm just telling you. Be prepared.
Yes. And look, you know what? The odd thing is that there are folks that are going to be there. You'll feel right at home, Greg, because they're from California, Maryland.
Yes, that's right. Huh? That's funny.
They even have Hollywood, Maryland.
Yeah,
oh,
I do a double take every time I see that. I go, oh. Yeah.
Man, it's just going to be so top shelf because the music this year is just so eye-popping because it seems like there's that wonderful band from Columbus, Ohio that's going to open things up at 3 o'clock, and that's great.
No, they're actually playing at 5. Jesse J will be playing at 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know what? That's better because I don't want Jesse J to be overwhelmed by all the guys.
I don't think she's going to have that problem.
I guess not, but that seems to be reasonable because then you're going from something that is more like an intimate situation to something that pumps, and then
yes, we're building on the energy. Do you know
exactly?
What I mean?
Exactly.
We're going to build on it.
It's a freight
that's
train
awesome.
Out of control.
Yeah, right. Oh, and
Greg
I
and
know
this band are going to bring it.
Oh, jeez, every single time. Look, Greg, just so you know, we've got BJ here from Southern California. We've got Griselda here from Texas. We've got Matt here from Baltimore. And Yolanda Bell, who just moved from Baltimore to Southern California. So we have a representation of everybody that's going to come see you.
There you go. That's great. You know, I heard that there's quite a demand for tickets, so I hope everybody gets their tickets in time. And maybe you'll have to expand the area. I don't know. I know that Kim.
Well, you know what's helping me this year as far as tickets? I've got a couple of buses coming. So that's helping because I don't have to park people, but I can fit them on the lawn. So
great.
I'm happy about that.
Is that one of the issues you have to deal with, is the parking situation?
Parking. Greg, we're literally in the middle of a residential neighborhood. Oh. So it's very intimate. You'll love it.
You know what? It's like the jazz version of Woodstock. It's like on Max Yasker's farm or something. This is so cool. So you're essentially saying, Kim, that with the encouragement of folks to stay in the area, the party will continue after the show.
I'm thinking so.
I love that. Oh, gosh. And I know that I promised to keep you only a certain time. I know that you have your doors closed there. So you just let us know when you have to leave us, because we're just going to talk about you and love for sure.
Oh, I'm going to hang on for a bit, so I'm good.
Good.
But you guys go ahead. Let's talk to Greg and see what's new with him.
Yeah, Greg, and I know that you're not, because I can always tell, because T's dad gets these bronchial conditions, and I know that when he gets quiet, he would just as soon not speak.
Well, you know, the thing is I I've never had bronchitis before, and you know, I guess I'm lucky. And one of the things that I'm not a campaigner or a crusader about it, but you know, I smoked for many years, and I've stopped for about 20, but I'm still paying, you know, for those years of smoking. And
I hear you.
I always tell young people, don't smoke. If I have any advice, just don't go there, because it's a dead end street, you know. So anyway, that's why my doctor said, you're lucky that you haven't gotten it before. And so here I am battling it out. The irony of it was, we were doing a benefit for this disease called sclerodoma.
Yes.
That at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel last Tuesday, and it was a it's a fundraiser, and Jimmy Kimmel did an auction, and Bob Saget, he's the guy who kind of organizes it. They do it every other year here in L.A. and then every other year in San Francisco. And that was the irony. I was doing a benefit for a disease, and then I woke up the next morning sick, you know. So
that's
the irony of it all. But you know, it just slows you down in your tracks, and I won't talk about it anymore. But we're getting ready for the release of a new Dave Koz record that I worked on. It's Mindy Hebert, Richard Elliott, Dave Koz, and Gerald Albright.
Four
sashes. Yeah, and I did about half the writing for the record, and it's all covers of old horn bands, you know, like Tower of Power, Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Really?
So we did a version of Tower of Power, So Very Hard to Go, with Michael McDonald singing it.
Get out! My gosh.
And then we did Hot Fun in the Summertime and Reasons by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and a whole bunch of things. I always forget titles, but it's a great record. And so anyway, that's something I've been doing lately, and it came out really nice. Paul Brown produced it, and
that's wonderful.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So that's what I've been doing. A lot of session work here and there, but just getting ready to get back in the studio and rehearse and get the band fine tuned for our trip back east.
And you know what, Greg? Honest to goodness, it seems as though, because I've been keeping abreast of what you've been saying, not only on the East Bay Soul page, but on your own page as well, it just seems like there is, this is like the second or third chapter of Greg Adams. Like, all of a sudden, you are anew in demand.
Well.
And it's wild.
I guess I keep reinventing myself, you know, along with the help of with Andrea and guiding me through these sometimes the pitfalls of the show business. But you know, another kind of a cool thing that we're doing. We're working with a man named Bruce Nazarian it's going to be called the Citrus Awards, and it's going to be a jazz awards show and a whole kind of a weekend of events next. I think it's going to be March in 2018.
Oh, great!
In L.A. I'm going to be the music director for one of the shows, and then East Bay Soul and George Duke and what's his name, that bass player, Bootsy Collins. We're going to close the show, and it's going to be pretty cool, and so we're looking forward to that. That's kind of a new thing that's going to be on the horizon for, like, you know, they've tried to do smooth jazz award shows in the past, and they kind of, you know, kind of either come off hokey or don't happen at all. And so this
yeah.
one is really being put on the front burner for us for next year. So that's kind of interesting. But
wait a minute. Did you say, because I got to check my ears, did you say that you and George Duke and Bootsy Collins?
Yeah. And our horn section is going to play with them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool, I think. I mean, on paper, it's a big bill, and there's going to be a lot of people. But Peter White's on the show, and it's going to be pretty cool. It's really in its infancy, so I can't even talk about really too much more because it's just being formed. But it sounds like a fabulous night or a fabulous weekend of music and great events, you know. But otherwise, to go back and rewind. Moreover, the festival with Kim.
Well, look, this is a perfect time, Kim, for you to get East Bay Soul because you might not be able to get them next year. Oh, my gosh.
Kim can always get
them. Well, I'm hoping that the East Coast fans over here are just going to be so wowed and so delighted to have them, you know, on the East Coast and just
definitely.
Really soak it up. It's such an opportunity for folks to see them. You know, and we sure hope that they'll get their tickets early and be able to be here in the audience and enjoy it firsthand.
Kim,
and I'm sure you'll be signing CDs, won't you, Greg?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
We always bring CDs, hats. You know, this year, we're even going to do tattoos, artificial tattoos of these space soldiers.
Yeah, I'm going to be the first in line for the Funk Soldier tattoo.
Yeah, you got it on your bicep. You
that
know,
was my idea.
Flat, you know? Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So we're bringing hats, T-shirts, CDs, tattoos, what else? I don't know. Yeah, but, you know, we don't get back.
I'm going to be your number one funk soldier, I'm telling you.
Yeah. And look, Greg, we got to tell you that Kim and I have formed an association called the Funk Soldier Sisterhood. So, you know, we got to get some T-shirts made up like FSS and then have people say, what does that mean? And then we turn around and it says Funk Soldier Sisterhood.
That's right.
We're gonna have so many different items, and it's cool, you know. I mean, it's kind of a in the record industry these days. You know, you have to really. It's a lot easier to do it now than it was even 5 years, 10 years ago to be an independent record company. And you know, you sell at shows like you couldn't before because if you were on a major label, the label wouldn't allow you to sell at shows. I mean, it was just you had to go to Tower Records. Or you know, and buy the record, and it went through the record company, and then you never saw a dime. Well,
right.
With now, with the way you can do it, like I can sell, I've sold out of CDs several times at shows where we could have had an extra 100 CDs. You know, we just had no idea that we were going to do so well. So now we ship ahead, you know, ship it to the hotel or to the
That's
promoter
great.
Or whatever is the best way to do it. Because it's like Scout's motto, be prepared, because you just never
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
You know,
don't miss out on that opportunity. And,
you know,
and like I was telling Andrea, telling Trish here, you know, we keep things simple here. It's about the food and the music, and we don't have extraneous vendors to sell, you know, worthless trinkets that, you know, like the light-up necklaces. I'd rather you spend your money buying a CD or, you know, supporting the artists here that are so important and... Yeah, spend your money on them.
What we've been doing lately is going online and offering a free CD to the first people who type in online. But the thing is, it has to be an autographed CD and it has to be personalized to another person besides the person you are.
Right.
You know, the person is calling in or typing in. So they have to give it to somebody, and it's like spreading the word, you know.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That was Andrea's idea, and it's working. Like, we do it once a week, and, man, those lines light up like, brrr, and it's gone. Opportunity over. But, you know, I go to the post office, and, you know, it's kind of funny that being an independent record company. I mean, you know, the garage is the warehouse. It's also the gym. It's also the laundry room. It's also, you know, and so we have the CDs on a pallet, you know, in boxes of 100, and we go out there and we just stuff envelopes. I go to the post office and get them off, and you know, it really works, and it's really a testament to, like, I think if you offer a quality product, people will buy it. And
absolutely.
Brag, but I'm always proud of what I produce, as far as I wouldn't put out something that I didn't like myself. So, you know, this CD has done very well for us, and it continues to do very well for us. We really don't need to go back in the studio for a while, because we're still selling quite a few of these, you know, a week. And so, you know, we'll have CDs and everything at the show, and I will gladly autograph it after the show or before the show, before we go on. I guess I'm going to be there all day almost, you know. So once you get in, you can't leave, right?
That's right. We got
it's
you.
Like
we're not letting you leave.
Hotel California, pal.
Yeah.
You won't want to leave. Come on.
No, you won't. And that's the cool thing. That's why you have so many true funk soldiers, Greg, because the personal touch means everything. Oh, my gosh.
Everything.
You know, it really does. I'm a real believer in that. You know, it's like, it's that old saying, you know, on your way up, you better be nice to everybody, because at some point you're going to come down. And
you know,
if you, you know, it doesn't mean you're going to crash, but at some point, you know, it doesn't last forever, you know? And you have to work with people, and having worked with so many people, you know, I pride myself on being a nice guy and working well with others and giving people what they want. And so, you know, it's one of those things that just pays off to be, I don't know, humble. I mean, it's something that really, I guess, I was taught early in life, and so it doesn't pay to be in, you know, a you-know-what when you don't have to.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure. And then, you know what? Thank God that you feel that way and that you are that way, because you can tell so much of the time when an artist is playing from a place where he or she feels humble. And that gives your music so much more truth than anything you could possibly express in words. When you know that what you have is a gift and you just want to share it, oh, jeez, what a difference
that makes. It's
magic. It is.
It's magic.
You know,
mm-hmm.
What we speak is a language, you know, and if you can speak the language, you know, well, people understand what you're trying to say. And if you can say it with less words, that even can have even more impact, you know, because... Excuse me. You know, it's just one of those things where, like I said, it's a conversation, and you talk to the audience, and the audience can talk back to you by appreciating what you're doing, and you feel it from both sides, from being in the audience and being on the stage. It's a communication thing, and it's something that I've been doing it for so long. I'm an old hat at it, so you know, I love it. And you know, my voice is starting to fail me now, so I'm going to let you guys carry on, and I'm going to get off the line, because I can feel it getting a little weak, and I'm trying
That's
to get
okay. You take care of yourself, Greg.
Yes,
yeah,
Greg,
I gotta
we'll
get
you.
Up and running here so I can get healthy, so I'm good to go, you know? So
you
when
do
you
that.
When you get a little older, it takes a little longer, so.
Oh, you know what? You'll always have a young spirit inside of you, so
yeah,
don't you even worry about that.
Yeah, I'm here at home. I'm bored because I can't do anything. I want to.
You need to rest. Stop
yeah,
it. Get in that bed.
I'm boring. I'm bored with resting. So anyway, thanks for having me on, gals. And I.
We love you, Greg. See you in July.
Thank you too, and we'll see you in July.
Very good.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
That was fun.
It sure
was.
That
was the man.
That was the man. And, you know, I didn't know if he was going to be able to do this, because...
I am honored.
Yeah. He did
yeah,
it for you,
that's
Ken.
That's when you're not feeling 100%.
Yes. And we already
but, you
played...
you know, they didn't have to come meet me and my daughter for dinner when I was in California a few days ago. So that just kind of tells you how special he is, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
I really appreciate Greg and Andrea so much, because... They are such a formidable team. When you have a partnership like that, and what they are able to accomplish, it almost makes me believe in marriage again, Kim. Never mind.
Well, you know, Andrea said they've been together since she was 19.
Really?
Yeah. It was a sweet little love story. You need to catch that one of these days. But anyway.
And she's
yeah,
in the chat
special.
Room, too, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
She's listening to us. And we've
Hi,
already
Andrea.
Played. She knows.
I'm her biggest fan, too.
Yes. I
you
think
know, behind
that she
every great guy,
too.
There is a amazing woman standing beside him.
That's correct.
To help him hold his hand and help get him through.
There are rarely
so take
exceptions
a bow, Andrea.
To that.
That's yeah.
right. And we played Burma Road from Greg Adams'
Love
solo.
That.
I do too, back in the 90s. And we played The Getaway before you came along. How about if we play something else?
Pick something because it's all fabulous.
Well, you know what? I picked this for you because I thought that it would give you a little jolt. And I thought it
okay.
would give Greg a jolt, too, because this is one of those great tracks. All of them are East Bay Soul 2.0, Brassalicious. Mm!
Ooh.
See? I knew you'd like that.
I love that. That one.
Here we are on Hybrid Jazz. Kim Collins is here with us from the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival. And
Find
we
us
are...
on Facebook.
Yes. We're going to get brassified right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Don't go away yet, Kim.
Okay.
at this point, everybody is out of their chairs and absolutely
grooving,
dancing with a crab cake in their mouth.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Kim, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm reserving a spot at the front of the stage for you and me to get down. Are you with me, sister?
I am with my true funk sister on this. Indeed,
mm-hmm.
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, if you're going to do that, then I'm bringing you the T-shirt.
All right, and I'll wear it with my tattoo.
Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, we are going to be so hot. Oh, in more ways than one, actually, because it's going to be
summer. You know it.
That's awesome. Kim, I am so tickled that you spent this much time, honest to goodness.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your show. It was a pleasure and a joy, and I hope your listeners will check us out. Go to Facebook, Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival, and like our page. We have updated information about tickets and our sponsors and accommodations, as well as they can call the museum directly at 301-769-2222 and talk to a human being.
Isn't
all about
that something? Isn't
yeah.
that something? That's even worth it to just get a ticket so you can call up somebody and say, hey, could you take my information? Sure.
Yeah. And by the way, what do I do about this? Or how do I go about that? You know, and really communicate. So
that's
about
beautiful.
The love, girl. About the love.
Well, you are all about the love. This is one of those rare circumstances where everybody can get a taste of paradise in one day, and we encourage
yes.
anybody who's going to go, even if you are somewhat local, make sure that you get yourself a place to stay. That way you can just feel at peace and get a ride back.
Exactly. De-stress your life. Let's do this getaway in style and in the right way.
Well,
kick back and relax. Let somebody else do the driving.
There will be a few times that I play East Bay Soul and their song, The Getaway, because it's all going to be about this festival in July. That's great, Kim. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
It really has. And we'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you way before July.
Absolutely. You better.
I will, because you're my
Stay
sister
in touch.
Now. Okay.
And thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye, Kim.
Take care. Happy Thursday.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye. Kim Collins, everybody. Oh, my gosh, that was a trip and a half. And you know what? We have time for another song. Now, apparently, the other person that said he was going to call, and I know that Daryl is a little busy, and he was going to try, but you get on the road. Sometimes you can't call on the road. So can we just play something that features Daryl's voice? You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Daryl Fitzgerald Walker here on a vocal from East Bay Soul 2.0. Wanted to play this song because, you know, you're going to feel as if you're coming home to St. Mary's County when you finally go. This is I'm Coming Home on Hybrid Jazz.
I'm coming home, and it's been way too long. All those days and the nights will be gone. To see and hold you was my dream every night. For that day to come back to you, words alone can't say how I feel right now. I've counted the days since I left. To see and hold you was my dream every night. For that day to come home to you, a thousand times, you're forever
I'm coming home, and it's been way too long. All the days and the nights will be gone. To see and hold you was my dream every night. For that day to come back. I'm coming home. Oh, how the kids have grown. Been so brave while Daddy's been gone. And when they're fast asleep and the lights are low, the world stops a moment. So
oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Can we just say it again? Oh my gosh. Daryl Walker, East Bay Soul Vocals there from 2.0, I'm Coming Home. Andrea and Greg wrote that song. Andrea, thanks for being in the chat room. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful song. That's the kind of song that becomes your favorite because the words could mean everything to you. And you're thinking of circumstances. I just thought about another circumstance when I heard that song. I've heard it about, 15, 16 times now. But recently, one of these news stories, a cheerleader in her teens doing her cheers, and everybody decided to do a little surprise for her. And when she turned around at this move that she had to make with her routine, there was Dad coming back from Afghanistan in his uniform. So you know that song means a lot to people who are in the service, folks who are coming back home, maybe unexpectedly and surprising folks. Just beautiful song. And hopefully East Bay Soul will do that at the Potomac Jazz and Seafood Festival. This has been a day and a half, can I just tell you? We even have a little room for the outro music. Daoud Saeed providing you the outro music, Brand New Love. Thanks, Daoud, for the custom outro and intro. Thanks to all the folks who gathered here today, Beach and Griselda and Yolanda and Matt and Andrea coming aboard. I wrote to her earlier and said, if you could get Greg maybe to call at 3:20, doggone if he didn't call at 3:19. Such a sweetie pie. Greg, please, if you're listening, get some rest. Everybody's going to be real rested by the time July rolls around. Get ready for a summer that you will not forget, I promise you, especially if you're going to go to this festival. Coming up next Tuesday, just so you know, all the way from jolly old England, it's Carl Stanley. Woo! I'm listening to the CD and loving life. Can't wait to hear him as we exchange little pleasantries at first. You'll love his voice. Carl Stanley, next Tuesday. The whole month is packed, so get ready for some great music. Kieli Minucci's coming to join us a little bit later on in the month, too. Thank you so much, everybody. Everybody in the chat room, everybody who visited today, everybody who will listen in the archives. God bless you. Have a safe and happy weekend from all of us and from Hybrid Jazz to you. God bless you.